We're up to the Ramah and Sif Beis, Kuf Tzadik Tes again, the Dinim of Preparation, Iyun, which is Deraisa, Chafifa, which is Takanas Ezra. I saw a fascinating thing in the Arsameach. The Arsameach is in Hilchis Yisurei Bia, Perek Dalet Halacha Ches. He says an incredible thing, that Takanas Ezra were not siyogim. The typical drabbanon is siyog. It's a siyog against the deraisa. He says all of the Takanas Ezra trace themselves back to strengthening family life. He says that when Malachi, the Gemara says Malachi zu Ezra. Ezra and Malachi are the same person. When Malachi came, he found that gittin were rampant and Shalom Bayis was not in a good state. And Arsameach writes that Borali b'kavanas Rambam, that all of the Takanas Ezra were made to strengthen the family life, such as Tefilas Ezra, Shaloyei Tavilacham Metzuyne Shal Nishusam Ketan Adaylim, and he was misakin that the Reichlim should those who sell makeup should travel around the cities in Eretz Yisrael, and his misakin Shaloyei Shum that should eat things that increased the taiva on Leil Shabbos. So he writes that all the takanis were made to, they weren't stam takanis, they were takanis with a cheshbon, but they were made to strengthen the bond between husband and wife. And the same thing, chafifa, he said, was that the woman should be more attractive after a Leil Tefillah. Just I was thinking about when I saw this, I was thinking that we wondered last week why Chafif has to be with a comb. Rashi says Chafif is dakhil with a comb. We wondered, if you don't have a comb, so use your fingers, it could separate the knots in the hair also. But it had something to do with this idea, so maybe Chafif and the Takana was dakhil with Misrak. I don't know, maybe it was dakhil. Well, I can tell you, he didn't stop making the veld. Yeah, but anyway, he brings Rashi, he enters a kasha and a Rambam with this. But it's just an interesting thought that in Bava Kama on that Pei Beis, when you get to the Kodesh Ezra, you have to remember this. Daf Yomi is only about 4 years away from Bava Kama. So
Shalom Bayis was a problem then already.
What?
Shalom Bayis was a problem also then.
It was a problem only then. We're up to the Ramah and Sif Beis. I read the Ramah quickly at the end of this year. The Mechaba had mentioned that certain soaps cause their hair to tangle, and that you shouldn't use. The Ramah says, "Chazal lechatchila, aval chafa benasa piyetu beivrasa ba'atzol shein sarish lakshurim besuvach in shari." But it's not ta'asa b'diyed. Now, isha shetzivu aisa raifim shloi tochef roisha b'mayim rak b'yayim. Here you have doctors told a woman that she can't do chafifa with water. She can only wash her hair with wine. So last week I mentioned that the doctors among us should come up with a reason for this. I see Dr. Hamawi is off on the side. He's saying I don't know what medical reason there might be that a woman can't wash her hair with water, only with wine. Maybe that was also to make her attractive to her husband, you know. Wash your hair with wine. What? So you get your hair wet in the mikveh anyway. It's not tumbling in wine. So I don't know. Maybe dipping is okay and combing. I don't know. But my sishaya kachaya. The doctors told her that she can only wash her hair with wine. Yesh lishoyel l'raifim im hayayim b'savach asarais. So it's interesting, Ramah. We should ask the doctors, does hair get tangled because of wine? The doctors say it doesn't tangle wine, rely on them. If the rifle don't say anything, the woman should test it herself. She tests herself, the shach says she tests three times. So the question is, why didn't the Ramah just test it and write a psak? If here, if wine tangles here, it doesn't tangle here, no. So that, what? So the Shach in Sipkot Nehei says something like that. Shach he yeshli ishal nasi sholish parmin marik sham. But terazav kasa basic gimel parmin. Vein lahashis nechzi anan yayay b'savach haseyar. Let's check ourselves. Ishlay b'dein tevasarish al kolodim shava. Kama shomer chachir erayv v'chach miyamachim. Not all women, not all hair is the same. Different hair is different. Some hair tangles more easily, and some doesn't. Oh, so that's what I was going to ask now. But one second, what he's saying is this idea that not all the wine is the same. Now he says not all the hair is the same. But the Shulchan, he says maybe not all the wine is the same. And at any rate, so at any time that this comes up, you have to check. So the question that I'm... Then you can use it. Either that or use Coke. I don't know, you got to use something that's not Sabaya. The question is that in Sif Aleph we said not to use Sar Mashkin. In Sif Aleph, the Rama said, "Tzrichal Adiach Beisachar Beisam Shal B'Mayim V'Loi B'Shar Mashkin." Why? And the Taz said in Beis, "The Nishal Lachlu Chisa B'Teicha Kemet Yishar Shem Kesem Mashka." So, because other matches, someone washes himself with Coke, it's going to be sticky all over the place. So he says that David said not to use Shar Mashkin. So why here are we saying that you're allowed to use Yayin? So the answer would seem to be that Taz Aleph said before that the Isser Shar Mashkin is the Beis HaKlotin. It's in parts of the body that have folds where the residue could stick. So it may be that the head, the hair, there are no Klotin in the head. The head is not, is usually... smooth, and therefore the Shar Mashkin is mutter in the hair as opposed to a mokim that has kamatim. One last diuk here: the question whether we say chafifa, Rashi says this with a comb, whether according to Rashi at least you have to have water. Could you comb? Look, you comb without water; it's harder. But the comb out the hair. Why do you have to do it with water? It tells in this Ramah that at least lahalacha, it has to be done with water. It's not clear in Rashi. But chafifa, Rashi says, b'nisrak, chafifa means in a comb. And Tais and the Rosh say, b'mayim chamin. Does Rashi agree it has to be b'mayim chamin? I don't know. A dry comb, is that good enough? But for this Ramah, we see that a dry comb is not good enough. He says, use wine if you can't use water.
Is Rashi saying use a comb but with water? Or are you saying water alone? I mean, is it a combination?
It's hard to know. The Sidratar is specific, each sheet of the Maida to the other. Nafkamina would be if a comb is Nafka.
Or not a comb, but with a zip.
Right. Because at any rate, Sifal and Beis are the general rules of Chafifa. Okay, rely on Gaisha doctors. I don't know, it says in the Shach, in the beginning of Tzadikhes, that something, the Shach and Taz are both Matmiya. In the beginning of Tzadikhes, it says that if you're not sure if there's a blia of meat in the milk, you give it to a kfeila, you give it to an expert to taste. And the expert tastes it, now you can't give it to a Jewish expert, it might be treif, so you give it to a Gaisha expert. So they say that even a guy in the Siach Lefitumai is not believed only for the Rabbanans. How could you give something as a Safik treif to a guy to taste? So the Shach answers that a milsa David Legluye, a guy is believed. Something which he'll be caught lying. And look, if he says that it tastes like it has meat and milk mixed, you're machmer, no problem. Shach says if he says there's no taste of meat, how are you allowed to be meikel? So the Shach says a milsa David Legluye, he knows. He's going to tell you it's good. You're going to taste it.
How do you know?
And what?
Never had milk. How would you know?
That's how you know. Well, we're assuming you taste the meat in the milk, and you taste it without the meat, so now you'll know what to eat. Milsa David Luguye. Well, you're asking the doctor if this person sar, it would be mistavich or not. Well, then what's the use in asking the doctor? The only purpose he's in the doctor is for this person's sayer. He's an expert. He knows this curly hair, the straight hair. I don't know what different types of hair.
You need an cosmetologist or a hairdresser, not a doctor.
You need a hair doctor, not a hairdresser. A bad hairdresser. What? Okay. Say it. All right. All right, we move on to Sif Gimel and Dalet. Sif Gimel and Dalet is basically a Machlaikis Rashi and Taisvis. Taisvis is the name of Shiltis. So they call it here the Rashi Vishiltis. Let me tell you the Machlaikis. This is basically what we're going to talk about for the next 45 minutes. Is a Machlaikis Rashi and Taisvis regarding a Gemara here in Nida. Regarding the Takana of preparations for a mikveh. Rashi, at the bottom line, we'll get back to the Gemara, but just so you have it clear, Rashi and Tosfos argue, when is the main time to prepare for a mikveh? Tefillah is at night. Rashi Shita is that preparation should be done by day. Rashi Shita is preparation should be done by day, at the end of the day, and not at night. Because if a woman does preparations after nightfall, she'll be in a rush. She'll be in a rush. The mikvah lady's waiting for her. Everyone wants to go home. She'll be here at Mahuma Labesa, as Rashi's law. She's in a rush. Rashi's shita is that the ikar preparations for a mikvah are dafka by day. The shita of Taisvis, Rishen Deshiltis, is fakert. That the maskana sagamara is that the ikar, the main preparation, is dafka at night. We're more concerned, lismaich chafifa l'tfila, to have the chafifa next to tfila, than we are concerned for isha b'mu l'beisa. And therefore, it should dafka be at night. Now, it's a nafkamina any time, but it's a greater nafkamina when she's tayvul matzai Shabbos. As we will see, Rashi Shita maybe, we'll see in a minute, that it's the most important hachana for a matzah Shabbos tfila is Erev Shabbos, that she should bathe and prepare Friday afternoon for the Matzah Shabbos Tefillah. That's Shitas Rashi. The Shita of Tosfos is Fakert. What do you mean? A 24-hour space between preparation? Certainly the main thing is at night. So this is I'm going to go now back to the background. I just want you to have clear, this is the Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. And we're going to see the Shach Vav is Matzdik Rashitas Rashi. Very, very strange. He's even more than Rashi, as we're going to see in a moment, how he holds in Shitas Rashi. But these are the two Shitas.
This is that they have appointments. They make appointments by night. You come then. So these women
have
appointments.
They should do preparation by day, according to Rashi. They should do that Chodesh by day, and then come.
They told me, not another thing.
In the house, in the bathtub. So let me read to you a Gemara, because without the Gemara it's a little hard to understand what's going on here. But the Gemara did talk earlier about going to the mikvah Matzah Shabbos when it's Yantif, Matzah Shabbos and Yantif was 2 days Yantif. These are all issues we're going to get to. But the Gemara here has a machloikis, very interesting Gemara. This is Samach Zayin Amid Beis going up to Samach Ches Amid Aleph. The Gemara brings a machloikis. Sorry. Ibayalu. Iya isha mausha tochof balayla vetitful balayla. The Gemara is an Ibayah. The Gemara seems to assume you're supposed to stop by day. Isha, can she do all her preparations at night? Is she obligated to stop by day? Or could she do preparations by night? So the Gemara says, the names are just backwards. The Marsha says, the Kir says, Marzutra Matir, Rav Chinana Misura Oyser. Not enough for me to toss at the moment. One man the armor is Mekel, says you could do it at night, one says you can't. Now listen to this Gemara. Amalei Rav Adel Rav Chinana Misura. Rav Chinana Misura is the one who said it's Oyser. Says, Lav Hochi Ava Uvda. Let me tell you a story. Who's talking here? Rav Adel. Telling him a story. The Bisu the Abba Mori Resh Galusa. The wife of my father, the Resh Galusa. I don't know if it was his mother, it wasn't his mother. It sounds like a stepmother. Right? He said, the Bisu the Abba Mori Resh Galusa. The Ok Ikut. They got into a fight. Husband and wife, Shalom Bayis, even in time of the Tanhar. They got into a fight. Ozul Rabbi Nachman Bar Yitzchak Lefiyusei. So she didn't want to go to the mikveh. She was angry at her husband. Ikut Rashi says, Valorat Salitfal. She wanted to go to the mikveh. So imagine, we're going to go to the mikveh. The husband goes and tells his Rav says, I'll come to the house and talk to her. It's going to help the Shalom Bayis, right? So Ozor of Nachem Bar Yitzchak for Yusuf. He didn't even go to the house to be with Yusuf. Va'omra Allah. And she said, Va'omra Allah. He said, he's with Yusuf. He succeeded. He said, so go to the mikveh. Omra Allah. My Isay Hashta. So what's the rush that I should go to the mikveh tonight? Tiski ve'aisi l'machar. It's good enough if I'll wait for tomorrow. V'yoda ma'ika amra. So Rav Nachman understood it was night already. She thought she's not going to the mikveh. She didn't do any preparations by day. Omar, so he told her, why don't you do the preparations now? Doidi chasarta, tishtiki chasarta, avdi chasarta. Are you missing pots? Are you missing wood to make a fire? Are you missing avodim to heat up the water for you? So do it now. That's the end of the story. So the Gemara seems to be saying that you could do the preparations at night. Now why it brings down the people's names here with this type of a story, I don't know. Sarayah wasn't written until after they passed away, because I don't know if they would have imagined printing the Mishpacha story, you know, with a story like this with something. But all right. Chazal was so into knowing the halacha that they didn't even realize that someone might be offended. Anyway, so Gemara seems to say you can do it at night. What? It could be there was b'shas atchak. Maybe it's not such a riot. Okay. So the Gemara goes on. The Gemara brings another machlokes in between. But the important part, the Gemara says, in the Hilchisa, the end of the sugya, listen to this Gemara. Hilchisa isha chayfefes b'yayim etevelas b'layla. The loch is, she does preparation by day and goes to the mikveh at night. V'hilchisa, second halacha, isha loy tochef ela b'layla. The woman should do preparations at night. Kasha hilchisa, hilchisa, very confusing Gemara. First day, the halacha is, you do it by day, it's halacha by night. Loy kasha. Hada efshir, hada loy efshir. Depends if it's possible or it's not possible. Ambiguous. Which way is possible, which way is not possible. So Rashi says, if she could do it by day, she does it by day. If she's not able to do it by day, then she does it at night. That's Shitas Rashi. That the ikar is to do it at day. And if you don't do it by day, then you do it at night. Taisus says, Hodeefshir means, Hodeefshir, if it's possible to do it at night, like it's a weekday at night that she's traveling, she could do it at night, she should do it at night. Hodolay Afshir. What happens at Shabbos at night? So she can't bathe on Shabbos. So then she does it Erev Shabbos. So easy machlokes Rashi and Taisus. In the Gemara, Hodolay Hodolay Afshir. Which way is Lechatchila? Afshir means Lechatchila. You have two options. You do one Lechatchila. Lechatchila is the other way. So Rashi and Taisus argue on how to tie up this piece of Gemara. Now, what makes this even more interesting is that there are two gersois in Rashi. Now listen to this. Hada efshir b'yayim du b'yayim. That is no two gersois. That's for sure. Hada lo yefshir. What is lo yefshir? I told you if it's Shabbos. It says one gersa, hada lo yefshir lachuf. Kegoyin. Now one gersa is kegoyin moitzari Shabbos. Lesochef elo b'layla. Rashi says if you can do it by day, you do it by day. You can't do it by day, you do it at night. So one gersa in Rashi is Matzah Shabbos, but Shabbos you can't do it by day. You do it Matzah Shabbos. Now according to that gersa, you don't do preparation Friday for Matzah Shabbos, even according to Rashi. To us it's logical. I don't think most of us understand why you can do Friday for Matzah Shabbos is we hold 24, 25 hours in between. That's one gersa in Rashi. There's another gersa in Rashi, which we'll see was the Shach's gersa. Kegoy Matzah Shabbos v'yomtiv. We talk about v'alayim. It's Shabbos and then Yom Tov. So you have a hefsik of more than Erev Shabbos to Matzah Shabbos. That's called Lo Yefshir, according to the other Gersim. I will explain that. It's after Matzah Shabbos and Yom Tov. That's how the Shach will be Gairus. After more than 2 days. Mm-hmm. The Shach will be Gairus 3 days, actually, we'll see in a minute. So we have here, like, it's a fundamental machlokes. The good news is that b'diavad everything's good. As Rashi's made the b'diavad is called like Taisus, Taisus made the b'diavad is called like Rashi. So some machlokes in the lachatchila of it. how to be noyig lechatchila. We try to do things the right way lechatchila. So let's learn the Shulchan Aruch. Once you learn the Gemara, the Shulchan Aruch is really pretty easy. Siv Gimel. So Shabbos would be 25 hours. If Shabbos is Yom Tif, and a mikveh night is Sunday night, so you could have 48 or 49 hours. And if Sunday, Monday is Yom Tif, then you could have 73 hours.
Max Rashi would allow it.
If you go to Shabbos for Yom Tif, then the maximum would be 48 or 49 hours. The maximum is 25 hours. Yeah, no, right. According to accuracy, 49 hours. Yeah, let's not start with that. Okay. The Mechaber. Let's see how the Mechaber paskins. Chafifa tzorach liyaz l'chatchila samach l'tfilasa. Chafifa has to be l'chatchila next to the tefillah. So the Gros says, Kipirish HaShiltis, B'taisis. So the Mechaber is saying that l'chatchila to do like Taisis. But meaning a kosher, and the proper meaning, Rashi says, the Gra, Yudei says, Lotzi Sidei Shtei HaPirushim, to be able to both shittes, Pirush Rashi VeHashiltis. So the Mechaber, back to the Mechaber, HaMinig HaKosher, Shetaschi Elochuf Miba'ayin Yayin. She should begin our preparations when it's day. Vesekes B'chafifa Ad Shetachshach. And she continues with her preparation till dark. Vos Titfal, and then she goes to the Mikvah, V'chei Minig HaKosher, Sha'afa Pisha Chofafa. Even though she did the preparation Miba'ayin Yayin, Tisa ima misrik lebeis hatfila v'tisrik sham. Even though she already did preparations at home, she should carry with her a comb to the beis hatfila to do it there. And the Shazayim brings, he says, in our medinas, the minig is to do the preparations in the beis hatfila. So that apparently in the where the beis Yosef lived, the preparations were done at home, and they went to the mikvah where the shach lived. The minig was to do the preparations in the mikveh. Either way is fine. So this is the mechaber. Mechaber saying, mechaber saying lechatchila. They did it like the shiltas. If you go and do like one shita, do like taisis, do it samach l'tfilas. The minig was his lashim. Minig hakosher is to be yaita both shitas. The Ramah adds, b'shasat chak, she tzricha lochav b'yayim. She can't do lechatchila by night. She has to do it by day. Or the reverse, she can't do like Rashi, she only has to do it by night. Yechayla lasa, she could do like either shita. Vavashloi tamar lebeis of a tochot karay. She shouldn't rush home, she should prepare properly. So the Ramah makes it clear, not a machlokes mechaber Ramah, the Ramah makes clear that b'shasat chak, you could do either which way works best for you. L'shayla v'chatchila, so the meaning of kosher is to be yaitza both shitas. The Taz Hay brings both shitas. B'tor Hay b'machleks Rashi b'shiltas. B'zed the L'Rashi mutar shtia chafifa b'yayim. Shluftei tefilasa v'lay b'layla. Best thing is by day l'fisha b'beheres l'beisa v'lay tochof yafe. She won't prepare properly. U'b'shiltas pirish mutar shtia b'layla k'day shia samach l'tefilasa. Akei nogu aminag akasha k'may shaitakam b'shulchan aruch. And therefore, the minhag kosher is to be yaitza bal shitas. That's what our women do today. They start the preparation by day and go into the night so that they have both. They have the meluchas hanefesh of starting by day, and they have the samuch lechafifa tefillah.
Rashi says do it by day. Can you do it all by day?
Rashi himself meant to do it all by day. The Rabbi Chabra's minhag kosher is to start by day, which is enough.
Like a mezuzah.
It'd be Yaitza Taisis totally, because we're finishing the Chafifa Sabbath Tfila. Now, Mahadu with Rashi to at least begin by day. That's what it sounds like. There's Tazvav, Shetzricha Locha Piyayim, because Shetelach Bederech. For example, he's got to catch a flight. Velo Yel Chamim Balaylo. And she'll be someplace, she'll go to the ocean. She doesn't have the hot water at night. Or Sharoinis, Dai B'Chafifa Piyayim, I feel a little shiltis. If you like to shiltus, if you're stuck, you can do it by day. It can be the same thing, the reverse. Because Chazal didn't insist. This which we say that you can do it by day. I'm sure. If she's going to be toivel later, she's got to recheck. And in between, she's not allowed to eat meat, she's not allowed to do other things that we're going to talk about in Sivav. But at any rate, well, meat she can't eat all day, but she shouldn't eat it all between the cleaning her teeth and tefillah, if there's a space in between. And therefore, okay, so everything here is very geschmack, very smooth. It's one of the least complicated seifim, even though it involves machlokes rishonim. So it's easy. We pass the be'ikar like taisvus. We want the chafifa samach l'tefillah, and we try minig akasha to be yaitze Rashi as well, and to do preparations by that. All right, so we have here, it's very important, when the Mendel meet Rashi and Taisvis, he'll say, Rashi, the Gemara is Mashal and Taisvis. We'll learn the Shulchan Aruch. And, you know, from the Maisa, what do you see from the Maisa?
She didn't go by day. So yeah. You say, oh,
you can do it by day. Such a lady that she wasn't going to be titled, she's angry at her husband.
So why bring the Maisa?
To show, Taisvis say the Maisa shows that you don't need by day. What? Why? Okay, so you have to know the mitzvahs. We're going to have a Chumas Marshal in a minute who was concerned. The Marshal brings that the ladies didn't even want to go to the mikveh because people realized when it was light out, people realized where they were going. And apparently they didn't have hot water in all their homes. They did preparations there. So if she's going to do like Rashi, the Marshal had a problem that the women at the end of Shachvav. Let's see Shachvav. I'll mention the Marshal in a moment. Shachvav is Matztik Shitas Rashi. The Shach, with his wide shoulders, undertakes to do what Mendy's trying to do and go back to the Gemara and say, now the Shach, I guess Mendy will be happy with. Look what he says. The whole sugya there is more mashal like Rashi. Now I want to learn the first handful of lines because there's something I want to point out. He brings the Gemara. Ein sham hilkach im chal el tfilos be motzoi shabbos. Oh, ya fill of motzoi yom tish chalias achra shabbos. The shach holds that even if a mikveh night is Sunday night, a Sunday is Yom Tov, chechefes be'erev Shabbos. Her main preparation is 48 or 49 hours earlier. I matzah Yom Tov. Kivan she'efsher, where am I up to? Chechefes be'erev Shabbos. It develops matzah Shabbos and matzah Yom Tov. Kivan she'efsher shachafifa tiyah b'yayim b'chayel. It's efsher. Aval ha'echa d'chalei t'vasam b'lel gimel shachah Yom Tov. There's a 3-day spread. The 2 Yom Tov of a Sunday, Monday. Now, loy adu rosh. Rosh Hashanah can't be Sunday, Monday. Rosh Hashanah could be Thursday, Friday. He considers that loy yavshu. It's a previous Gemara in Nida Samas Ayinam Beis that they say if there's 1 day in between, it's okay. 2 days in between is okay. 3 days, that's too much. As they say in the Gemara. Now listen how he touches Rashi. This is the Gemara I read to you. We relied on the previous sugya that the 3-day separation is too much. So I read you in Rashi two gersos that lo yevsha means matzah Shabbos, lo yevsha means matzah Shabbos v'yamtiv. He says Rashi means matzah Shabbos v'shnei yamim tayvim. There only the gamrasi Rashi came to perish hoda yevsha lachem v'yayim chavis v'yayim lo yevsha v'yayim kagoy matzah yamtiv leisachel v'balayla akal shaynai. He says Rashi meant 2 days yamtiv. So it's interesting. U'mashu kosev u'mashu writes kagoy matzah yamtiv v'rasalei mishor shoshana samach ala el. The Gemara earlier had brought such a maisa. He says the whole sugya is better that way. Anyway, this is the Shitas Hashach. Shitas Hashach is that the Iker is like Rashi, based on sugya Sagamara, and not like the Mechaber who holds that the Iker is like is like Tosfos. Now, what?
What does Tosfos say about Erev Shabbos?
Tosfos says that if you're tithing Matzah Shabbos,
no, not
Erev Shabbos, that's called Lo Yafshu. Tosfos says that Erev Shabbos, that's Lo Yafshu, because you can't bathe in hot water at night. So there, Tosfos is my idea, you do it by day. That's how Tosfos learns that Gemara. Now, at the end, he brings a tshuva from Marshal. The Marshal, as I began to explain to you, the Marshal had a problem in his community. They apparently wanted to be Yitzhak Rashi. And there were women who, since the custom was to do preparations in Vayit Yayim, there were women that were not going to the mikveh, or they were going and very embarrassed to go. And the Marshal tried to find an Eitzah. So he has an Eitzah, which today we're familiar with. At the end of Shach Vav, Shuv Matzasi, the last three or four lines, Shuv Matzasi, Shuvas Mashal Simin Vav, Shechriya Kachel Kemarashi, Belaitanu Mukrachas. Mashal, he says, was Seibachat Taisvis, and Mashal doesn't say Belaitanu Mukrachas. The Shach is writing, the Mashal doesn't really have good rise. Vadir Taiti Kasafti, Oikasa Mashal Sham, Amashanogu Mikaidim, Mahaskoloch of Biyayim. Mashal is maida that the meaning of the Ashkenazim is to be preparations by day. Mashal and his community said to do it at night. Tasek b'chafifa dafka shah achas. So they made a takana that the women have to spend 1 hour on preparation. Shalei te'imuhum alabesa. Shari afilu l'rashi. And that takana that you have to spend an hour on preparation is mutter even like Rashi. Because there was a chashisser, shalayagishu b'tfilaseyim. The women were sensitive that nobody should know they're going to the mikveh. Gam lepalmim tznuais boys lidei pitzel tfilas mitzvah. Sometimes they were tznuais refused to go to the mikveh. Chenkaz rabbi tshuvas mechaval shemichu b'zeh. A lot of the mikvahs were very often by the shuls. The old community shuls had mikvahs, and the women didn't want to go. They didn't want to go Mechamar of time. He wanted to go on his light. So the Mashal came up with his Eitzah. His Eitzah is, make a takara, you must spend an hour on preparation. What was Rashi's Cheshash? So now, there's no Cheshash. Now, add a bit of takara with a light plug, we can't make Eitzahs. But it wasn't a light plug. But lo yafshu, you're allowed to do it by night. So Mimela, this is the Marshal's takana, which the women are taught in Kala class, they're taught you must spend an hour on preparation. Although what we're learning now is if you do preparation by day, you don't have to spend an hour on it. There's really no such takana. You don't have to spend an hour. A lot of mikvahs also have a rule you have to spend 30 minutes bathing, that they need 30 minutes bathing and an hour in total preparation. That 30 minutes is not brought in any of the paiskim. It's what they call takanas hamakvayis. Takanas hamakvayis have, the women shouldn't rush. Now, if kamina is, sometimes women ask, you know, they're not sure if it's 30 minutes, maybe it's 28 minutes, or, you know, it's not a takana that comes from Chazal. It's a good takana, but this is the reason for the takana. If she doesn't abide yayim, there really is no such takana that you have to spend an hour. She has to wait till Lilo, she has to wait till Hashita.
It has to be at the Shia. It doesn't have to be
that Vade Tseis. It has to be Vade Tseis, but you're allowed to be Semach on the Gra. That Tseis is 13 minutes after Shia.
I think so. But you said you really go much earlier than what?
Yeah.
So what's the evidence here, the reason that the woman of war doesn't want to go over the night?
Look, don't start figuring out why women feel this way or that way. It's. If someone is naig like the Gra, you wouldn't have a mincha after Shkia, or at least after Beir HaShemashes. Someone is naig that way. Different people have different minhagim. Every minig is good. But I wouldn't have in our family, we have minig, I've been in Ashkenaz. And I went to yeshivas that had that minig. If it was more than 10 minutes after Shkia, and I didn't have a mincha, I would have two maribs. So I have no problem davening with the first minyan upstairs. They daven 10 or 15 minutes after Shkia. So I daven. For Deraisa, Shema, I repeat Shema. But if you know you'd like to grow, so you can go to the mikveh 15 minutes, 13 minutes, 10 minutes after Shkia, there's no problem. You have to find the mikveh that'll let you do it. Because the mikveh is generally try to be Yitzhak HaLashitis. But if you have a minyan like to grow, you can do it like to grow. If you know you're Rabbeinu Tam, you can know you're Rabbeinu Tam. There's no problem. The main problem in our community are people that are just mixed up. And when they don't daven mincha in time, they say, look, see the Meir L'cha Yidin. I could daven mincha 45 minutes after Shkia. And then when they're in the good Israel of Madison, they daven mincha 10 minutes after Shkia. Daven Maariv 10 minutes after Shkia. So it's a fine cheshbon. 10 minutes after Shkia is Maariv. And 40 minutes after Shkia is Mincha. You know, like it's a nice meeting as well. So people are confused because you grow up in a community that's a challenge. So people are confused. A person has to have one minig to go with and follow that minig. And I'm not advocating one or the other. You know, but if a person is solid in one minig, he can do that. Okay, it's really a digression. Whatever your whole night is, Rashi is saying you should prepare by day. And Achinami, if Chassidim, who hold night is 45 or 50 minutes after Shkia, they could be Yitzhak Rashi by doing preparation after Shkia. By them, it's still day. Achinami.
When the Chavis says Chassid, is it Dachke Chavif, or any type of preparation would be sufficient? For saying this, especially when you say
well, Rashi really holds all the preparation should be done by day. But we tell women, and very often in wintertime, Shkia is 4:30, and women are at work, we have preparation, they go take a bath, they're in their workplace. So we tell them they should at least start preparation. Take a look at a nail clipper and clip your nails, or clip your, at least your toenails. Just do something, mibayid yayim, even though Rashi really holds the whole preparation be done mibayid yayim. But to this, to be yayim, mechaber, shetaschel b'yayim, to do that.
No.
What? It's a problem. It's a problem if she goes to a mikveh late at night, she has to start preparations, and the lady's waiting for her impatiently, which I tell you, if she's positive she did it well, it's okay. Ramesha writes in one of the kuntrasin that MTJ put out, in Tevera, that nowadays that a woman checks, you have to worry about Rashi, because the woman knows she'll be checked. That's only they really check, and there are places where they don't really check, or they only check the nails. But if they take a check for chatzitza, then it's okay.
So, do you find any minimal fear other than the shot? Other than the custom clothes, as you said?
Sorry?
Do you find any minimal fear other than the shot?
The marsha, oh, we do find one thing. Ramesha has a tshuva. Ramesha in Chelek Gimel of Yeridaya was asked, which is the ikra lamaisa? What's lamaisa? Like Rashi and the Shach? Or like Taisvis and Mechaber and the Ramah, we'll see how it's not clear what the Ramah holds as the Iker, we'll see in the next Sif. But what's the Iker? So Ramashin, the Tshuva is not to say the Iker is like the Shach and Rashi, that the Iker Tefillah should be by day, and therefore he said that your preparation should be done by day, even if you're Marchik. He says if a woman's in a situation where she can't go to the Mikvah till nightfall, like in the winter, she can't go till nightfall, she should do like the Marshal an hour, and then he writes that if she knows when she's not in a rush, her preparations take 40 minutes, pick a number, if she knows that that's what her preparation takes, she should go to mikveh, tell the mikveh lady that I need 40 minutes preparation, and then she could go with 40 minutes. The hour is not set in stone. If she has to be honest with herself, Ramesha writes such a thing that she can set her own number for what preparation, not her wish list of how fast she could do it. Like davening, I can do it in 20 minutes, I can do it in 25 minutes, chakras. So it doesn't mean how much she could rush. It means when she's calm, how much she could do it. So so then she can make up such as not.
Yeah, we don't know what the Marshal is including in that hour. Maybe he has the time to heat up the water. Maybe
it's true, we don't know. We don't know exactly what it's included. Could be it took longer. It's some women are more nervous, some women are less nervous. Some women, nowadays people's teeth are in better condition. Once upon a time, there were holes all over the teeth. It took a while to clean them out. It's certain things have changed. So people ask this question, if they could do it in the morning, especially when it's Friday and all the kids are coming. And so what I tell the women is, whatever's the chumrah, they could do in the morning. Let's take a bath for half an hour, they could do in the morning. Whatever is a chumrah, and then cutting the nails, which lasts, they could do in the morning. But whatever's ikar din, they should really do a samach, a shower. You know, to take a half hour bath Friday afternoon in the winter is suspicious, you know. But to take a shower, everyone takes a shower. The hair, it depends how long the hair is. You know, there are different ways. Depends how hair long it is, how curly it is. It depends. But whatever's ikar din, they should do samach. So we don't really know much in the way of nafkaminis between Rashi and Taisvis. The chayra here is one nafkamina. We'll have two or three nafkaminis, but here's one. Hilchis Tisha B'Av. Imchal leil tefilasa b'leil asara b'av. The leil tefila is Motzai Tisha B'Av. Mutol la lirchayt be'erev Tisha B'Av. She could take a hot bath erev Tisha B'Av. Im i'efsha la lirchayt leil yud. If it's impossible for her to do it the night of Yud Av. Now that language sounds like, if, 1 minute, if she could do it the night of Asara B'Av, then she should not take a hot bath Erev Tisha B'Av. Zok to Bir Alocha, Haramola, she tossed the Bir Adeh Kuf Tzadik Tess, if Dalit. Abladas HaShach Shom, this is our Shach. He says that like tishach, the Ramah, Biralach is bringing it because he holds that you should be like tishach, that the women should take a hot bath erev Tisha B'Av in the afternoon as a preparation for the leil tefillah. So this is one nafkamina we'll have later, another nafkamina where a woman is in Avelus on Friday. She's going to the mikvah on Shabbos. And Friday, she's in Avelus. Let's say the Levi was Sunday. So the Shiva ends Shabbos morning. So now, this is a simple idea. You should not take a happy bath during Shiva. So if you're like Taisvis, she has no business taking a happy bath Friday afternoon. If you're like Rashi, so she should take a happy bath Friday afternoon. Exactly the same thing as Tisha B'Av.
Isn't Tisha B'Av the same thing as the 9 days?
It's a chumrah. It's not mikra din. Yeah, that's okay. That's not mikra din. It has a din like the 9 days from not Shrush Chalvay. A din like before Shrush Chalvay. It's more calm.
Rabbi, when should she take
in Shrush Chalvay? Yeah.
On Erev Tisha B'Av. Erev Tisha B'Av. The later you go in the day, the more chumrah it is. On the day of Shiva, come on, just the opposite.
Erev Tisha B'Av. You don't go to a mikvah.
No. She's not going to a mikvah. She's taking a bath.
Right.
She should take the bath earlier in the day or
whatever works. I think is the difference.
Because late in the day,
you know, it's enough. Rashi says 25 hours. You want to make it 20 to 32 hours.
I'm just saying, Mustami means
the after. So this is a nafkamina. Nafkamina comes up. Because the truth is, even when the Leil Mikvah comes out Tisha B'Av by night, we push it off to Yud B'Av. So it's like twice a Shriach that the Mikvah should come out on Leil Yud B'Av. So these are two nafkaminas. And here is a great Maramachim. The night of Yehuda, Yerodei Tshuva Tzadik Tes, Yerodei Kama, Yerodei Tzadik Tes, has the Shiloh about Avelus. He writes to Echidish. He says, I hold that an Avela, this whole Shiloh is not a Shiloh. Because I hold during Shiva, Erev Shabbos, you're allowed to take a hot bath for covered Shabbos. That's how Yehuda writes. He says, me, don't ask me the Shiloh. Because I hold, he brings others who disagree with him. But he says, I hold that you're allowed to take Cham in Erev Shabbos. Someone who takes a hot bath every Erev Shabbos could take a hot bath on Erev Shabbos Toich Shiva as well. That's the name of the Shita. So he says, Meila de Shaila for Mikvah Nishka Shaila. So it's a nice Maramachim because it's certainly a Chiddush.
Going to
Mikvah
during the 9 days.
During 9 days, there's no Shiloh.
No, so it's going to make every Shabbos. Somebody goes,
you mean a man who goes to the mikvah?
Man, you go, based on this. He's
it says such a lasha. If you're not mevatla for anything, you don't do it. I don't know, I was in Eretz Yisrael, and during the 9 days in the mikvah in Eretz Yisrael, the showers are roped off. I didn't have a stomach to go to the mikvah, I'll tell you the truth. You know, the showers are roped off. Everyone's from, they don't take showers. Would you go to the mikvah? I don't know. So, you know. If you're the first one in the morning and they have the filter on overnight, you know. So Bikushi, It's not by the ladies, but I hope by the ladies, but they have, because the chatzitza is naked. But by the men, it's... What? No, she prepared at home. When she gets there, she should comb herself again to make sure things get tangled in between. Yes, it says too. Our Siv Dalit, Chal Tvilosa B'Motzoi Shabbos, it's really just a continuation. If a tefillah came out on Motzoi Shabbos, she has shalachah v'boidyayim, and it's not possible for her to do chafifa on Shabbos itself, tochov palel tevilasa. So then she should do her preparations on Motzoi Shabbos. Again, the mechaber holds like Tosis that the ikar is to do it at night, so it's easy. Umakamakin, now here the Ramah's minig. People ask me a shaila. What's the main preparation? Friday afternoon or Motzei Shabbos? Which is the main one? In other words, say a woman is rushed. Which one should she invest the main time? Friday or Motzei Shabbos? So listen to Ramah's Lash. Makamakin, minig yafu, shetichet heitem me'erev Shabbos. She should bathe well Erev Shabbos. Motzei Shabbos tazav etakav etisruk ma'at. And Motzei Shabbos, she should prepare again a little bit. What does it sound like? Which is the ikar? Sounds like Rashi. Erev Shabbos, Tirchitz Heitei. Erev Shabbos. V'taz v'tach v'tis rumat, and a little, fix it up a little bit afterwards. Well, you may be right, I'll tell you why. Because the Lashon sounds like the Iker is like Rashi. However, taz te'zayin, tisruk ma'at, nirat, af l'shiltis sagi b'hachim. So if you like the shiltis, it's good. The afa people that did who? Iker chfifa b'layla. Tetzvich lov harbeh. Lechatchila, supposed to do harbe. Lekamakai, ma'idim kandim, anichi chafif der Shabbos, letzarev, ma'a chafif mo'at, it's agibachi. The Shulchan is not concerned with spending time, he's concerned with getting the job done. So he says, therefore, the ikar is to get the job done. If you get the job done, then you're good.
Is allowing you to do it by day?
Shulchan, if you did it by day, so it helps. Yeah. So this is what he says. The Beis Hillel on the side just brings other hechatimtzes. The Beis Hillel on the Gilead Chal Tfilasa Masay Shabbos Shiyev Shlochem Badyayim Tachem Balel Tfilasa Nira Li Hu Hadin Im Loi Hoya Bailo Biir Uba Balayla Shloi Si Adashi Ovei Balayla Shemuteres Lochem Balayla V'Litvol Chenu Hadin B'Tisha Bav Kishchot Tfilasa Balel Yud Bav Shetach V'Titvol Balel Yud Bav Kekaz Abagud Behed Yeper Beis Gimel Pirakim daf kuflam itvav ramid alav izal shaynim im ira leal tishabav leal yud bav lechetzah tevelas leal yud bav vim evsha tirchas etachav erev tishabav etitful leal mitzay tishabav akal shaynim. So read you what the Mishnah Berurah brings. Mashal heidlach etchila yishlach v'litful biyud bav. Yes, the time melacha berev tishabav. The Bishul holds that tikkur like taisus. So we have here chalukei days back and forth, which is tikkur shita, and it's hard to be machriya. But we try to be yaitz about shitas. And certainly, it's sort of one of those machlokes in that you can be machriya. And you can really, since it's only a lechatchila, you can really do whatever fits better for a person's schedule and do the one which is. What? The ikar, the best thing would be to do everything by day. But the ikar of the Ramah's pshara is to do something by day. The Shach would say, get everything done by then. So this is the
chalukei days. 1 month you can do like this, 1 month like that. Is that
however it works? No, b'shas hatchak. No, it's the chetchila. You really should go with one. The chetchila you should do. You should be yaitz about shitas. B'shas hatchak. You could be yaitz on whichever shita works. Okay, sif hey. I'll turn the page. Nizdamala tevila b'lel Shabbos tachuf b'yay. If the mikveh night is Friday night, do the preparations mebayidah. So this is Taisus. Taisus says Layefshin. If it's La Shabbos, you have to do it Friday. So here the question is, what part of Hachana are you not allowed to do on Shabbos? What's also on Shabbos that was so concerned that you have to do it Friday? It's Layefshin. You have to do it Friday. What part is the issue? So we have here two possibilities in what the Iker problem is. It could be that the Ikka problem is the combing, because If it's not a psik resh, you pull out here, it's not a problem. For some women, here is more curly, it's psik resh. Or it could be the ikar is the bathing in hot water, which also we don't do on Shabbos. So Pesachei Tshuva here brings the Pesachei Tshuva, hey, brings him to Giv HaShol, who seems to hold that the main problem is the combing. B'leil Shabbos, Hayim Tshuva is what Shin Beis Giv HaShol. Huh? Well, let's ask for. Sharei. Okay. Giv HaShol. Simis Abates. Be'isha Sheishla Kaltinis. Kaltinis was these braids that you're allowed to tifle with. They consider sakana take apart. Sheshal Kalachuf B'yayim Uteres Tetzul B'lo Shabbos. Giv HaShem Tzarek Lissuik Atzma. Says someone who doesn't have to comb her hair, she can do all the achanas on Shabbos. What's the problem? What's the problem? He holds the ikka problem is srikas habasa, srikas haseyar. So the paiskims that in communities where they have a minute to shave the head, they say the same thing. If she shaves her head, she has no problem with combing her hair. She doesn't have to comb her. She has no hair to comb. So the meila, she could do the achonis at night. What? No, she's going to the mikvah Friday night. We're talking about. Right, sifei. This is going to sifei. Now sit down, sifei. Right. So what about bathing in hot water? So bathing in hot water, the ikkar, she doesn't have to bathe the whole body. She has to wash the hair in hot water, but she has to rinse. So she needs to wash herself, kol gufa, with warm water. She doesn't have to bathe. She can rinse herself with hot water. And in that way, could be either a moisturizer, the ikkar, then a shower is also good. Even though the minig, we do sifei do. What? That's the kind of the mikvah is to do half an hour, but you don't stop a woman from going to the mikvah over there. You know, if she didn't bathe mabayi yayim, so you do it then. What? That's not part. So it's very interesting in the lechem simla nemzan the ikar is the isser of bathing on Shabbos. So he brings here linyan adlokas neiris. Now, I think we have to just realize that nowadays, typically, women don't have problems with lighting candles because you can bathe in the house. We have hot water in our homes. And women could take a bath, do a preparation, and then she can light Shabbos candles and go to the mikvah. She doesn't have to do a chilul Shabbos. But once upon a time, women did preparation in the mikvah. They didn't have hot water readily available at home. So he writes, interestingly, in Adlokas Neiris, Atik Divrei Hagoyin Rav Shnei Zalman, the Shulchan Aruch Harav. That's what he says. Simurei Samagimel Sefir Aleph. Noheges mitzvahs nashim b'leil tevila shemadlikin neiris shalahen bein chafifo letevila bebeis hakneshes shal nashim. The mikvah was by the shul. So they would go to the mikvah, do all their preparations, go upstairs to the Ezra's nashim, light Shabbos candles, and go back down to where they're lighting, they're not having any benefit from the neiris. Vashamis mishtame shom shum dova mitzarche achila lo ein areseha. They used to prepare her something to eat. I guess they cleaned their teeth out again afterwards. So that's what he did. That's a bekoshken miyasmi achayel mishtame shom shum dova shetesana by belayel mitzarche achila. She should do something. Now she has to eat. She could dab in there also. Says lighting in the men's shul, that lighting is not good enough. She won't have enough. The best thing is don't have shaylos. Let the husband light candles at home and make a bracha. That's what we do today. If she could do it in a house, that she should do it at there. And that's what he says. He says, Mashanogu, Mrs. Noshim, that they go to the mikvah, when they come home, Mavarchin Alaneris, Shekvar Dailkin, Minigzet Srichel Levatla, he's Avabrach Levatol. Apparently, some had a minig, they stumbled the candles at home, and the lady got home from the mikvah, she made a bracha on it when it was Shabbos already. So he says, that's a Brach Levatol. Even the person was Yashliach to light, can't make a bracha half an hour later. So at any rate, this is from where it comes in the Paiskim that women had shilas with Hadlakas Neiris because they were stuck. They had to do the preparations by the mikveh before Shabbos because they couldn't do it on Shabbos. Right, so Kapanim, this is if Gimel Dalet Hey. So Yitzhashem next Sunday we'll try to move on in the city.